Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, obviously it's April Fool's Day. Anyway, there's a lot of pranks online today. Anybody that goes online on April 1st should know by now that you're going to encounter a lot of fake news, a lot of people saying things on their social networking profile that they don't actually mean. And so it can be kind of a challenge on a day like today to do news gathering. I mean, normally you know what the satire sites are. You know The Onion. You know what I think National Post is one of them. There's a few of them out there that kind of come up again and again. And by the way, it's Ian here in the studio tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So you know what the usual sources of satire stories are. But today it's a little bit more difficult to tell. And there's one about the Lego company, according to one priest, being a tool of Satan. I've been digging into the story to see if it's actually an April Fool's story. I'll let you know more here as the show goes on.
It looks like it's not.
It does look like it's not. It was posted yesterday in Poland originally.
So you're going to bring this up and then we're not going to talk about it? Is that the idea?
Well, Johnny Ray did bring to the table the Obamacare thing, and I guess there's some kind of deadline involved in that. Honestly, we haven't talked much about the whole Obamacare, just beyond the idea that government-run health care is going to really suck. Now, that's not exactly what Obamacare is. It's kind of like a step along the road to full-on government health care.
So the government working as a brokerage, essentially, and forcing insurance companies to cover everybody.
Yeah, and, well, I guess people have to sign up or something like that, and there's some websites, and a while back there was news about how bad these websites were. I don't know. I've never tried to go to one of these things. I'm not interested in the whole government health care, Obamacare, IRS, etc.
Obama was on I heard him on the radio. I assume he was on televisions at the same time. He was out there in the world saying, you know, trumpeting the fact that they've got 7 million people that have signed up. 7 million people have signed up for Obamacare in a country of like 320 million people. He's gotten slightly more than 2% of the population to sign up for his program, and that's some kind of victory. I mean, believe me, if I'd have been assigned this job at any work that I've ever done in the past, 2% compliance would be considered a failure on a catastrophic level.
It's curious that 7 million was a goal that they had set for themselves some months ago.
Was it?
So, yeah, that's...
Failed enough?
Yeah, and the fact that they've just gone just a little bit over that is a little suspicious to me.
So,
we also don't know if any of these people are going to pay their first month's premiums. So this is an important thing to point out.
They've signed up for private insurance.
They've just signed up.
Yeah.
And they haven't, you know, when you, insurance counts when you pay. And if you haven't paid, you're not signed up.
I see.
So it's just a way of talking about it at this point.
Yeah, there's a story from the Daily Mail that says about 850,000 have paid their premiums.
That's great.
Of the 7 million.
Awesome. I wonder what the percentage is there.
How many of the seven, I'm not expecting you to know this off the top of your head, but I wonder how many of the 7 million have signed up within the last month. I mean, presumably their monthly premiums. So that's the way the healthcare insurance works, right? It's monthly. So, Johnny Ray, what did you want to share about this Obamacare thing?
Well, nothing necessarily. I just knew that it was probably going to be something that people were interested in. And I've just got the first CNN story that came to Google about it.
All right. Is there something relevant in there that you think is worth sharing?
I think so.
Well, let's do it then.
All right. Washington, CNN. A last-minute enrollment surge enabled the White House to meet its original sign-up target for the Affordable Care Act. A surprising victory for the Obama administration after a rocky rollout.
Surprising victory.
Of the program that has become a political hot potato for Democrats and a rallying cry for Republicans.
So it's a victory when you set a very low goal and you manage to reach that goal. Through the threat of violence, right? I mean, aren't people under threat of some sort of IRS sanction, some kind of punishment, a fine of some sort, and then, you know, eventual, essentially like some kind of withdrawal from a bank account or paychecks if they don't jump to and hop through the hoops?
That's what they call the individual mandate. $95 penalty if you were if you're uninsured.
Yeah, basically what they're
It goes up though, right? Over time, over like this $95 for the first year, but then later doesn't it go up?
I don't remember reading that anywhere.
Right. Okay. Well, the sheer flash of genius here is that. Somebody realized that there are a certain amount of Americans that don't want to buy insurance. The reason they don't want to buy insurance is they're relatively healthy. They're taking the risk, and it's a pretty reasonable risk if you're from the ages of 20. I mean, they actually raise the age that you can be covered under your parents' insurance. But, you know, if you're from the ages of 20 to 40, the chances of you contracting some kind of major hospital-type illness that isn't covered by your automobile insurance or some other kind of insurance that you might have, well, that's pretty low. It's pretty low. So you're just kind of taking your chances and going forward. I did it, and I'm still doing it, honestly. And what the idea here was is, hey, let's make those people pay, and then their money we'll use to cover people who were getting dropped from insurance and to hopefully lower premiums. Well, in fact, a lot of people have had premiums increase. Some people certainly have had premiums decrease. This is essentially a tax on the healthy to benefit the unhealthy.
And again, with the 7 million enrollers, the overwhelming majority of them are over 35, so they're outside of that young demographic.
Not who they were hoping for, right?
Exactly.
Right. So they're all signing up. Oh, I can get insurance again.
I did get the numbers here, guys, and it is more than 95 over time. So according to Time Magazine, article published yesterday about the Obamacare mandate, as it is called, for 2014, an uninsured adult subject to the individual mandate penalty will have to pay the federal government $95 or 1% of his or her income, whichever is greater. But the fine is prorated to only the time period the person is uninsured. Plus, the only earnings included in the 1% formula are those above the federal income tax filing limit, which was $10,000 in 2013. The mandate penalty increases to $325,
so
or 2%.
Hold on. Is the claim that if you make less than $10,000 that you don't have to file a federal income tax?
That is the suggestion here by Time Magazine.
That's what I thought.
The mandate penalty increases to $325, or 2% of taxable income in 2015, $695, or 2.5% of taxable income in 2016. So I don't know if it goes up beyond that or if it's stops at $695. But either way, that $695 is still going to be cheaper than what we've heard people say on the show. It's like $300, $400 a month or something like that, gone up from $100 or $200 a month for some people for this health insurance. So
it really depends on the person. It depends on your medical history. But you can expect to pay, for a healthy family, you can expect to pay hundreds of dollars a month.
More from the Time article here, and then, Johnny Ray, you can share some more from CNN. And
what I really hate about this is that it throws everybody into a big, giant pot. And I don't want to be in the pot with these people. They're smokers. They eat crap. They live sedentary lifestyles. They don't exercise. Mm. I mean, why should I pay for that? I just don't know. It's not that, I mean, I don't support it. It's not the way I live my life. I find it offensive, and I don't want to pay for it.
Native Americans, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, and those with religious objections to health insurance are exempted from the individual mandate penalty. So there's a little bit more information for you. Johnny Ray?
The enrollment period began anemically in October with a faltering federal website and ended with a crush of people trying to beat Monday's deadline to get coverage.
Yep, knocking it offline and that sort of thing.
Not everyone who has selected a health plan has paid for it yet, officials said. Yeah, I know someone who tried to get there, tried to sign up. New Hampshire, I think, has one of the combined federal and state exchanges. Some of these states have just defaulted to the federal health insurance exchange. Some of them have made their own. Some of them have partnered. Anyway, this person I know was unable. The thing just, the New Hampshire site shut down on her halfway through.
All right, we'll come back with more here. If you want to share your experience with the Obamacare mandate, as it's called, how has it? Have you even tried to go through this? What has it been like? 855, 450 free, or do you just not give a flip? You're just going to keep living free. Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. It is up to you how you'd like to connect with Free Talk Live. And don't forget, you can also connect with us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go back for years. You just click and download, and they're yours at freetalklive.com. Now, that's the audio archives that go back for years. We've started just within the last month or so doing video archives, which are now available for you at youtube.freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can watch them on YouTube. You can download them if you know how to do that with YouTube. There's different tools that will allow you to accomplish that, and they're the full webcam feeds of every night's show. So that's kind of new. youtube.freetalklive.com will take you there.
So with my BTC.cc, you are able to use a credit card, a Bitcoin credit card, through a decentralized non-bank system and send your bitcoins to the person you're buying stuff from. And this is a great new technology. Now, Temper, the guy who has come up with this idea, is willing to work with businesses closely in order to get you set up to be able to take bitcoins. Now, there are people out there that have these Bitcoin credit cards. I am among them, and I'm excited to have it, and I'm excited to start using it at places. And so if you have a business, please go to mybtc.cc, sign up, and Temper's happy to get a hold of you and talk to you about what it takes to get your credit card system set up to take Bitcoin swipes. And I think it's going to be great. I think you'll be probably the center of some news stories if you are among the first to do this. So just go to mybtc.cc and get signed up with their Indiegogo campaign, mybtc.cc.
We're talking about Obamacare. Apparently there's a deadline of yesterday, March 31st, as I understand it, some kind of deadline for people to get signed up for the Obamacare supposed mandate. Personally, I'm not interested in all that. I'm not opposed necessarily to the idea of health insurance, but there are some good arguments against it, and I think John Stossel has made those arguments in the past, and he's done a fairly persuasive job of it, suggesting.
I want to know what happened to the health savings accounts. I had one of these at one point.
They don't exist anymore?
Well,
I'd heard they're still out there.
A health savings account is meant in to be to something sort of in lieu of a insurance, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if it's a mandate, an individual mandate for you to have health insurance, then what happens to the these things? I don't
Good
know.
Question.
I mean, all three of us are sitting here. We haven't signed up, and none of us have health insurance.
Yeah, I don't really know much about this. I mean, everything I've learned about Obamacare, I mean, the majority of it has happened tonight within the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just unconcerned. I'm not going to file. I'm not filing federal income tax. I'm not concerned.
Well, there is a religious exemption in here as far as the IRS's own rules, but the ACA statute, according to Time magazine, specifically says that an uninsured person not exempted from the mandate cannot be criminally prosecuted or jailed for refusing or failing to pay the fine. The IRS is also barred from placing liens or levies on property in an effort to collect the ACA fine.
So what the hell is the fine?
This means the only way the IRS can force a person to pay an individual mandate penalty is by withholding the penalty amount from a tax refund. This is an effective tool, but only applicable to individuals who are owed a refund. Everyone else just gets a letter from the IRS asking them to pay up.
And you could honestly change your W-2 or whatever that is you file ahead of time.
To no withholding?
Not to no withholding, but you could change it to your a setting lower or higher or whatever it is than what it is, so that your withholding is low. Because, okay, so withholding...
You can't do no withholding? I've heard you can.
I don't know. I am not a CPA, and I would not give people advice. However, I have been in two different situations. I have been in a situation where my withholding withheld more than I had to pay in taxes, and I got a return, which means that I had the distinct displeasure of giving the federal government of the United States of America a interest-free loan for up to 16 months or something like that, and I really, you know, I don't like that idea very much. So the next year, I changed my little form to be one lower than it was, or one higher, I'm not exactly sure how what I recall, and I had to pay a small amount, like triple digits of money, and I felt like, I prefer this situation over the other. It's not pleasant to have to write a check. It's better to get something back, but when you realize that what you're getting back is, in fact, your money that somebody has been borrowing interest-free for up to 16 months, then it tends to temper the pain of writing a check. So if you changed your withholding settings to the point where you're having to pay the federal government as opposed to getting money back, then the federal government has nothing that they can withhold your fine from which to withhold your fine.
Ian, according to Wikipedia, there are eight major provisions of the Affordable Care and Patient Protection Act. Is that what it's called? The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
There is a guaranteed issue provision, basically meaning that you can't
have to be covered.
You can't be denied for pre-existing conditions. Minimum standards for health insurance policies are established. So if you want to get a policy, you can't get something, for just a catastrophic type event. Your policy has to have a whole...
Like a full coverage thing.
Yeah, a whole lot of stuff in there.
Abortions for nuns, that kind of
thing. That really stinks because, I mean, this is just more of this nastiness that's from this bill, is that not only, if you're young and healthy, can you not get the catastrophic coverage, which is really what you would need at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I put aside a couple of grand to pay for medical bills, and by the way, you get bills, so you can pay them over time. It's not like you have to pay everything in one fell swoop. So if I have coverage for, say, anything over $10,000, then, which I did at one point, I had that, and the reason that I got rid of it is because when we had my son, the stinking hospital asked us if we had insurance. We said yes, but we don't have prenatal. Well, that doesn't matter. Let us get the information. They took the information, and then they charged us the full-on price. We would have gotten a cash rate if we hadn't have had any insurance at all, but the fact that we had insurance that we specifically said didn't cover this, and that we didn't intend to cover it.
So you'd have been better off saying you didn't have insurance.
We didn't have insurance. So, you know...
Well, that was one of the things that that John Stossel had pointed out about insurance, is that, you know, even absent all these government regulations and all the, you know, details around Obamacare, just the idea of insurance has damaged healthcare prices because...
Hugely.
Because the people who are going and looking for services aren't concerned about price anymore. Nobody, because of insurance, nobody ever asks, oh, you're recommending that procedure? How much is that?
And as a result, you'll find that that procedure in one place is completely different in pricing than that procedure in another. You've got the situation where a Tylenol costs $300 and an ACE bandage costs $1,000. I mean, just they can do whatever they want. And let's not forget that this puts in all kinds of – this puts in further perverse incentives, Ian. The fact is now, since you cannot be denied for existing coverage – why don't I just go find out? Why don't I just cruise along without insurance for however long?
Why not?
And then when I need it, I'll there just it go is. Ahead and go ahead and get it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the Obamacare mandate here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. Share your story. It's Free Talk Live.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Obamacare mandate deadline apparently was yesterday, and according to Time Magazine, if you were intending to sign up, apparently you're SOL. You are not going to be able to do so again until November, when the 2015 open enrollment period begins. So there are going to be fines that will be issued, apparently, and we can talk more. There's a few more details worth getting out
but
here.
You can still sign up with an insurance carrier. This is they just do a sort of a seasonal brokerage is okay. What they do.
So you can share your thoughts, your experience, if you've tried to go through this, 855-450-FREE, or tell us why you're not going to go through with it. 855-450-3733.
You don't have to use your real name when you call in. That's true. One of the things about Free Talk Live. We're not tracking your telephone numbers. Actually, we never even see phone numbers, do we?
They may have them at the network, but I don't imagine they're tracking your numbers. Certainly, I can't imagine the good people at Genesis Communications Network would have any interest in doing that. So we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
So if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of really, really high-end coffee. It's called BuzzBox. It's shade-grown. And shade-grown's really important if you get that sort of acid reflux thing from coffee, because shade-grown, just it doesn't have the same acid contents, and that's really important. It's also 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. And BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other high-end coffees really don't seem to have any concern for at all. They help to provide microloans to not only their farmers and the people that participate in their farming co-op, trying to get families in on that side, but they help Free Talk Live to give microloans to other people in other communities who are doing all kinds of different things. Is it like there's a guy who needed a sewing machine to make shoes, and we found out about him recently. It's interesting to see all these stories of the people that we touch. And you can sign up with us. You're going to drink this, you drink coffee every day. Help us to help you take care of that coffee issue. You don't have to buy it in the store any longer. We're going to have it delivered to you. And on a regular basis, you set the timing. You'll get great coffee, and you're helping people. You're giving them a hand up, not a handout. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Try it out. Get that first pound free at coffee.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the subscription. You can cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Johnny Ray sharing some information from a CNN news piece about the Obamacare deadline. Was there more to share, Johnny Ray?
Well, I do want to lay out the fundamentals of the major provisions of Obamacare as provided by Wikipedia.com.
Great.
Now, you said that we're talking about the Obamacare mandate. You sound a little silly. There's a couple of mandates in Obamacare. There's the individual mandate, which stipulates that if you are uninsured at a certain date,
that's today, right?
Then you will be assessed a penalty of $95, which increases to $300 and $600 plus dollars.
But if you can say that you have a religious exemption, and I'm sure that you can go to Shire Free Church, you can be a member of the Shire Free Church, and we'll give you a religious exemption.
See what you did there. Very good.
Yeah, sure.
And absolutely, because the Shire Free Church exists in the virtual world as well as in the real world, and so as far as I'm concerned, anybody who's listening to my voice here on Free Talk Live is and agrees with some of the moral teachings we talk about here on Free Talk Live.
You do have to be a signer of the Shire Society Declaration.
Yep, that's a true statement.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, there's all kinds of buts, but there's a religious exemption.
So church.shiresociety.com is where you can learn more about that. So what's the other mandate? You said there was the individual mandate.
Yes. Excellent, Ian. There is also an employer mandate. Businesses which employ 50 or more people but do not offer health insurance to their full-time employees will pay a tax penalty if the government has subsidized a full-time employee's health care through tax deductions or other means.
So if they don't offer full-time?
It seems a little weird, but the way I read it is if you've got 50 or more employees and one of your employees has
shirked the individual mandate?
No. Has his health care subsidized through the federal government somehow, then you are required to offer health insurance to all of your full-time employees.
But basically,
that sounds awful.
Yeah, basically, if for whatever reason the federal government doesn't have to subsidize, and that's probably a means test. So if you say for instance, you employ a large amount, 51 investment bankers, and you pay them on average with bonuses, they get $500,000 apiece per year. It's unlikely that you have to provide them health insurance because they aren't going to have the means testing, likely, to get some kind of subsidy from the federal government. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
I can see that.
And so also, if you had a crew of younger people who are generally healthy and none of them were on government-subsidized health care, then you also wouldn't have to provide the insurance. Is that right?
No, because all it takes is for one of those people to sign up. And remember, there's an individual mandate. And then if they're not paid well, they're likely to be subsidized by the federal government because they can't afford to pay for it or whatever. And then you're back in the pot.
And the employer. But wait, if somebody signs up for health insurance, that means they're not being subsidized, correct? That means they're paying their insurance.
So the federal government subsidizes everything. Do you really think they passed this Affordable Health Care Act and they didn't provide subsidies for poor people? For God's sakes, don't you think it was voted through by the Democrats? They're constantly lying about trying to help poor people. But instead, what this is going to do, it's going to result in them being moved from full-time employee status down to part-time employee status. All they've done is fired a bunch of full-time employees with their stupid ACA thing.
Yeah, that is my worry, as I was talking about earlier to you guys, is that
as a full-time employee,
I work 36 hours a week for somebody, and now when this regulation comes into effect, now I've become a bit of a liability.
You're
going
to be down to 28 or so, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So wait. Now, when is that going to happen to you, Johnny? Right? I mean, is that coming this month? I mean, how soon are they going to be bringing down the hammer?
You have to let me get back to you on that.
Okay. So you haven't heard. They haven't said, Johnny Ray, your employer has not said, Johnny Ray, this is it. Your last, you know, you haven't jumped through these hoops or whatever. So
no, last year, my employer, when he was taking away my health insurance, he said, don't worry about it. Because of this new, because of Obamacare, we're going to be forced to give you health insurance when that comes down the pike. But, you know, he was probably lying to me. It doesn't make any sense.
Or maybe that was his intention.
And what this really is,
they ran the numbers.
So the federal and state governments have been deep in insurance companies' businesses for decades, and they've increased in all the regulations and the things they do. And it bothers people to get dropped from their insurance. My mother got dropped from her homeowner's insurance recently in Florida a couple of years ago. And, you know, she was mad. She took all her business away from State Farm. And we've been State Farm people since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I still do all my stuff through State Farm because they've always just done a great job for us. But, it certainly made me feel bad when they dropped my mom, too. Just never got around to changing anything. So, you know, people don't like that, to get dropped. It feels very much like a breakup,
and
you don't have the coverage and that kind of thing. And certainly some people have been helped by this this coverage mandate that comes down through the ACA. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're able to get the insurance. But the fact is, the federal government was messing with these insurance companies from the get-go. If they only ever just said, look, you've got to cover everybody, then... You know, the one regulation is probably something that insurance companies could have dealt with, but they just keep on putting a new toothpick on top of the pile of toothpicks, and then they're going to complain when all the toothpicks fall down.
Yeah, it started with health insurance. Employer offered health insurance was a tax write off for the employer, I believe.
Well, also there was a 90% tax bracket. At the time that health insurance began, not to mention what you're talking, I don't know what you're talking about specifically, but I'm not saying it's wrong, but there was also this tax bracket of 90%. So you would be taxed at a certain rate at 90% if you made a certain amount of money. So that meant that, well, they might as well give you free health care and dental and optical because you could get that, you'd get 100% of that money.
I think that's more what I'm talking about, Mark. Okay.
Do you have employees? Are you somebody who owns a business? How are you handling the Obamacare situation? Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So we're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. You can join us on the phones. Also join us online. You can actually create the content you see there on the front page of the website. Listeners just like you, maybe even you, have submitted content right to the front page. It's voted up or down by other listeners. And in the aggregate, we will find out what you think is important, interesting, upsetting, outrageous, fun. Whatever it is you want to submit, you can do that at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We got Dave in Nevada on the amp lines. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. What's up?
There's a couple things from this Affordable Care Act that I want to talk about that kind of concern me. I read through sections of the bill. I mean, it's like 1,000 pages.
Sounds awful.
I didn't read through all of it.
Yeah.
But first being data collection. So from what I understand, and I mean, of course, you know, the way they word things, it's not that easy to, you know, understand. But
right, this is the baffling thing about this, Dave, is that, I mean, it not only is it 1,000 pages, but it might as well be 10,000, because a lot of times you have to read and read and reread all of this stuff over and over again just to understand what the heck they're talking about when the way they write laws.
Yeah, and I did, you know, the sections that concern me, I did read those over again because, yeah, I mean, the way that they write them or, you know, government speak or legal speak or whatever, it's kind of crazy. But from what I understand, they want to look out outcomes and also make sure that people are getting sufficient care. So from what I understood, they're going to be doing a lot of reviewing of data. So it seems like that basically the government's going to have access to all your medical records. I mean, they probably did anyway with all their spying, but now it kind of makes it, you know, legal for them to access all these records.
That's for your own good, Dave.
And I know. Sorry?
I said it's for your own good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. And the other thing was that my doctor told me that in order to continue to accept Medicare that she had to have all the records online. So now it's easy to access all those records because everybody's putting them, you know, online.
Well, not everybody. Isn't there some level of a push for free doctors, doctors who are essentially walking away from the insurance system? They're going cash only, and they're able to lower the fees that they're charging people, lower the
lower
regulations.
Put these people out of business.
There's the overhead.
There's a hospital in Oklahoma that does that.
Hospital?
Yeah, they've got a menu online for different procedures.
That's what we need to see more of, is people just saying, screw this. Getting Medicare isn't worth the effort. It's not worth the hassle. It's not worth the obedience and the cost. Because I know we've talked to people on the in the medical field before, and a great question to ask somebody who's in the medical field is, how much of your day do you spend doing paperwork, either for government or for insurance purposes? But how much of your day in the office, how many hours of the employees there, and how many employees as full-time jobs are to do paperwork? I mean, it's an insane amount of man-hours that is just focused on paperwork, not actually making people better or diagnosing problems or anything like that, but just filling out required paperwork.
The Surgery Center of Oklahoma, I'm looking at their website now, ankle Achilles repair, $5,730.
Dang.
Bilateral knee arthroscopy, $5,300.
These are surgeries for $5,000.
Like a deal.
Once you're in a situation where hospitals are actually competing with each other based on price, you're gonna see innovation. You're gonna see prices go down. This is what the marketplace does. This is what supply and demand does. And the fact is that the government intervention in the healthcare industry over the course of decades. Not what we had before Obamacare came in, because that wasn't the free market. At that point, something more than six cents on every healthcare dime, so 60 cents in every healthcare dollar was spent by the government. How could you possibly call that a free market system? The free market had been perverted and subjugated for decades. We don't have any idea what the free market in medicine might look like in this country.
Yeah, Mark, going back to what you were saying before, what you and I were saying about the advent of employer-offered or sponsored health care, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, there was a wage control issue during World War II. Labor was really tight. Everybody was off fighting a war. And for whatever reason, the federal government issued wage controls.
They didn't want people actually, companies competing for workers.
Yep. And maybe they didn't want people being enticed out of the military.
Yeah.
So employers
were
looking
for... Not the military, but the military industrial complex that was producing the items in all likelihood.
Yeah, exactly. So employers were looking for more creative ways to incentivize people to come work for them, and one of them was subsidizing their health insurance. So that became that became a part of the work experience, and a part of a common wage package was health insurance
instead of people doing their own shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Dave is still with us. I want to make sure he gets a chance to throw something in here, Dave.
I've forgotten all about you, Dave.
I wanted to kind of reply to what you were saying and then just bring up the one other thing in the bill that concerned me. There is something that I read about called, it's like concierge doctors or something like that, where say, you know, they have a set amount or they can't exceed a set amount of patients, and then everybody pays, you know, a monthly fee. So they say, okay, well, we'll accept up to, say, 400 patients, and everybody will pay like $200 a month, and we'll cover everything. The other thing was about the coding. Not about the bill, but it made me think of, you know, what you guys were talking about, that they redid all the medical coding, where they added, like, they got to some ridiculous amount of, you know, as far as how many different medical coding things there are.
They're taking on the international standard now.
Yeah, well, it seems like they did it to get more specific as well. So you can kind of tell a lot more from just the code itself, where before, you know, it wasn't as specific. And then the other thing in the bill, real quick, was about the creation of this task force, which is the U.S. Preventative Service Task Force, Preventative Service Task Force. And they have all these listings or recommendations, and from what I understand, all these things are covered now by insurance, but they have some weird stuff. And I was going to just give one example real quick, but it seems like in the future, you'll have to get these things, or it will make your insurance go up if you don't. And so, like, one of the things is intimate partner violence screening, women of childbearing age. So they recommend that all women have a screening for domestic violence, whether they've been a victim of domestic violence or they show signs of abuse or not. It actually says that this recommendation applies to women.
Wow. So just to clarify, let me make sure I'm understanding what you're saying here, Dave. You're saying that in order to get certain discounts, they're asking, they're suggesting that that every female go to some sort of domestic violence assessment session.
Well, they're not at this point. They're not saying, well, if you don't do this, you're going to get a discount. I'm just thinking in the future, because they're doing that now to a certain extent, like with my insurance at work. They say, are you a smoker? Or do you agree to live a healthy lifestyle? So they do have this task force, and they do have this recommendation that will be covered by insurance. The only thing is they haven't yet said, well, if you don't follow all these recommendations, mm-hmm. you won't get a discount. But yeah. What I'm saying is I foresee that happening possibly in the future.
Yeah, it's not far down the road.
Yeah, it sounds completely believable, because it's one of those sort of buzz things is domestic violence.
Well, tell you what, Mark, we'll also give you a discount if you'll let our assessor come in and check your pantry and make sure you're not hiding any candies.
Well, what about child abuse? This is already huge in hospitals, as they want to find out whether, you know, every injury that a child is brought in with is child abuse. I had a situation with Jack, and we do this thing where I pick him up, you know, he leans his chest on my hand, I lift him up over my head, and I throw him onto the bed, and it's not a spring bed, so he doesn't bounce that high. It's a I don't know, nylon thing. I've got the wrong term. Anyway, it's this natural stuff that my wife has, and it doesn't have that big much spring to it. But he landed wrong.
Ooh.
You know, and I mean, he's 6 years old. It's not as easy to do as when he was two and loved it. And he landed wrong, and he kind of hurt himself when he landed on his butt instead of his back. And
oh, I see. It's all his fault now.
Well, I mean, it certainly didn't help. I mean, both of us were, you know, 6'2 to tango, pal. He landed wrong. but now, had to take him to the hospital, because this certainly went through my head all in an instant.
You have to explain it. No.
Right. I mean, you know, is this child abuse? It just really depends on the person who's listening, because it's all in their listening. If they think that, you know, men are dangerous or something like that, I mean, this is a big thing with a lot of people, especially a lot of women, is dangerous. You know, you threw your kid across the room.
Dave, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate the info tonight, the inside, since from somebody who actually read some of this law. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts on this. Plus, Legos, are they tools of Satan? They are, according to one Polish priest. We'll share that story with you. Plus, more with your calls here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.